Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Dream Achieve podcast. I'm your host, Hannah Ashton. And in case you don't know me, just a real quick, brief introduction. If you're new to listening to the show, I am a YouTuber, a sophomore in college, and I also run a product-based business where I sell planners to students. May is my main demographic, but really anyone who just wants to get their life together, make it feel like they can organize their days and prioritize different things in their life. And that is called the Dream Achieve Workbook. But those are the main things that I do. I didn't know if there was any new listeners coming on, and if so, I wanted to give a quick introduction to myself. But welcome or welcome back. Today's episode is going to be a solo episode, and you may be a little confused by the title. I already know my title for this episode. It's going to be Stop Doing Your Homework. Yikes. Okay, messed it up. Stop Doing Your Homework. Hopefully it caught your attention. This episode was inspired by a conversation I just had at a coffee shop with a freshman at my school. She reached out to me over Instagram. Of course, not going to mention her name, but she reached out to me and said that she's been having a hard time settling into school and just wanted to see if I wanted to get coffee. So I, of course, said yes, and just wanted to chat with her about where she's at and kind of my freshman year, what I went through, if we went through similar things, how I got through it, just give any, you know, older sister advice that I could. Obviously, I'm only 1 year older, and so I'm still going through a lot of the things we talked about, such as, you know, not even problems, but just dealing and having friends in college and figuring out that that landscape, and then also just homework load and all of that. And so talking to her for an hour about where I was freshman year, where I am now, I realized that I am in such a better place this year. At least it that's what it feels like. It feels like I'm in such a better place. And I was kind of reflecting on what was wrong or why I was in a bad place freshman year and where I am now, what I'm focusing on, and I'm kind of gonna give those comparisons to you guys too, just because I hope that the conversation I had with this girl really helped her, and I was just thinking about it and thought it would make a good podcast episode. So that is definitely what I'm going to be talking about today. But before we get into that comparison and why I believe you should stop doing your homework, you're going to want to hear my explanation for that. I thought I would just do my weekly recap like usual. Guys, I am recording this super early, not on a Thursday night before it goes up on Friday. I'm recording this on Monday, September 30th. I am so excited for October. It starts tomorrow. I love the quote by, is it Anne of Green Gables? Let me Google it real quick. It's the quote that we see all over Pinterest. It's like, I am so happy we live in a world of Octobers. Yeah, it is from Anne of Green Gables. I'm so glad I live in a world where there are Octobers. There we go. October is one of my favorite months. I think my favorite months are June and October, and I love asking people what their favorite months are because I think it tells a lot about a person. So let me know on Instagram, what's your favorite month and why? The reason I love June is because it's the start of summer and it just is happy. My family normally goes to the beach during that month. I'm officially done with school, but not worried about summer being over soon, and it's just such a great time. And then I love October because my birthday is on the 7th. So a week from today, I'm telling everyone it's the start of my birthday week. I'm definitely the annoying girl who is obsessed with her birthday, wants everyone to know. And I just think it's so fun to celebrate. I love my friends' birthdays too. Like when it's their birthdays, I get super excited as well. So it's not just mine, but of course I do love my own as well. And so I'm going to get to go home this weekend, which I'm really excited about. So when you guys are listening to this, if you're listening to it the weekend it goes live, I will be home and I can't wait to have a relaxing weekend just celebrating with my family. My grandma's coming into town. And it's just going to be a great time. So I can't wait. But it's the start of my birthday week. So why I love October? Birthday, obviously. Fall break from school. We only have 2 days at my college, like a Monday and Tuesday off. So it makes for a nice long weekend, but it's still a nice break. And then Halloween is so fun. And then after Halloween is the start of the holidays. So, you know, it just gets so great. And I just love October. It just is finally starting to feel like fall, usually mid-October in Tennessee. Right now, today, it's like, let me look at my watch. It's high of 89 today. Just kidding. It says high of mid-90s. Right now it's 89 degrees at 11:30 a.m. So definitely not fall weather yet. We usually have a drop sometime in October, usually right before Halloween where it gets in the 70s. So really looking forward to that. But yeah, I'm having a good week so far because it's Monday. I don't have classes. I had a nice conversation over coffee with the girl I mentioned, and I've just been doing some work this morning, and I love doing my work, and I'm just excited for the weekend. So I'm having a good day. I hope you guys are too. If you're not, I'll be praying for you, and I hope that this episode brings you some inspiration, brings a smile to your face. That's really all I want to do through these episodes. Okay, that was it for this ramble. I love filling you guys in though on my week. It's a nice way for me to stay in touch with you guys. I am filming a week in my life this week, which I never do. So if you want to see more, like what I'm doing in my days, how my days are lined up, and me traveling home on Friday, then this week in the life will probably be up next week. So definitely check that out. That'll give you more insight to my life. But when I don't do week in my lives, which is usually the case, I don't do them that often, I love just filling you guys in on the podcast because it helps me feel connected and like you guys know more about my personal life other than just what I share in YouTube videos. But okay, now I am going to get started on why I believe you should stop doing your homework. Thinking about making a big life change, like switching jobs or leveling up with more skills, can be super exciting. But when it comes down to actually doing it, so much can stop you. The cost, the uncertainty, the fear that things will be more difficult, or even that you don't know where to start. If you've been waiting for the sign that it's time for the next big think in your life, say hello to Thinkful. Thinkful is a tech bootcamp that's focused around your success. They offer immersive and flexible courses in software engineering and data science, data analytics, and product design. You can launch a career completely online with full support of a one-on-one mentor, career coaches, and a network based in your local area. Thinkful is focused on high growth fields that are building the future of the tech industry. That's why their graduates have joined the ranks of companies like Google, Amazon, IBM, and Boeing. If you're ready to join the world's next workforce, your time is now. Visit thinkful.com/thedream today to learn more about their courses and start building the future you want. That's thinkful.com/thedream. First, we got to start out with the disclaimer, which is I do all of my homework. I promise by the time I'm done explaining, this episode will make sense. I am not saying that you should not go to class and neglect your studies. Most likely you are paying or your family's paying a ton of money for this education and you need to make the most of it. So if you watch my videos, if you follow me, you know that I go to every one of my classes. I never skip unless, you know, it's like for a special family traveling or I'm really sick, but I never just skip to skip class. I go to every class. I do every assignment that's required. And I really try to do it to the best of my ability. Just as a testament, just to show you guys that, to tell you guys that, yes, I still believe doing well in school and pursuing an education is important. I did get all A's last year, which honestly was crazy. And I'm really surprised. I mean, obviously, I think after I explained this, looking back, I really shouldn't be surprised because I worked super hard on my studies last year. But in return for getting straight A's, for keeping a 4.0 GPA my freshman year of college, I think that related to my bad mental state and just not being super happy with my life last year, which I'm going to get into. But yeah, so definitely I am one for going to class, do your homework, get the A, get the B, whatever is your best, like do your best and whatever it is, be satisfied with that. But what I realized was last year I was so obsessed with getting A's, with keeping a 4.0, with being the best in my class, that my weekends were always homework, always studying, I did homework every day of the week. Sometimes my roommates and I, we would get back from church on Sunday at like 1 p.m., make lunch in our dorm room. And then seriously, I would just sit on the floor and be doing homework from like 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. And that was just not healthy for my mental state. I was putting school, which is good. I was putting school before, you know, like YouTube and stuff. But now I've kind of found a balance where I keep them pretty equal, honestly, because I'm going to explain a little bit more why I do that and everything, but now I'm putting equal work into YouTube and my business as I am into school, and I'm feeling way more fulfilled. I'm way happier. And again, I'm going to explain that, but I do want to say that I am a testament to I did my homework all the time. I still go to class. I still do my homework. It's not like I'm failing my classes right now. Knock on wood, in all my classes, I do still have A's, but I am not putting so much stress on myself to be perfect in my classes. And that's really the main point of this episode. So yeah, as I was talking to the girl over coffee, she was basically explaining to me how she is friends with her roommate. Like I was last year, they're best friends. We were best friends. We still are best friends, but I no longer live with Skylar, my roommate from last year. And she's like, yeah, we just stay in our room all the time because we have each other. And I was like, that was so me. My best friends lived with me in our little dorm, freshman dorm room. So we barely left. We didn't want to spend a lot of money on, you know, activities and stuff, which is totally fine. It was good to save money, but we were just always doing homework as a result, or just always doing the next assignment, that kind of thing. Which obviously if you're in like nursing program or pre-med, you want to go to grad school, you want to go to law school, you want to go to medical school, you do need to make sure you have top-notch grades because you have to apply those to your next education. For me, I know that I am not going to pursue education. As of now, I am not pursuing education, higher education after my 4 years. I think I am going to be very satisfied with a bachelor's, a BBA. I am majoring in entrepreneurship. And so this summer, I really just had, like, I was analyzing everything. And I looked back on my freshman year and I would just wake up and be so annoyed with my day. I was like, oh my gosh, I don't want to go to class. I was like nervous a little, but also just bored. And I don't know, it's just all these like not good feeling emotions I would start my day with on the days that I had classes and I knew I was just going to be doing homework all day. I'd go to class, maybe just go to a coffee shop, do homework, come back to my room, do homework, eat dinner, come back, do homework, maybe throw in editing a video and editing a podcast in there. And I was just not doing anything that I really, really felt passionate about, especially like the first few months of college. And that is where in September I had the idea to do the workbook. And even though that added more stress, that added another thing to my plate to do, it really gave me made me happy to think about the workbook and to think about starting a product business. And I got to research that. And I wanted to put more time towards researching how to start a product business, I wanted to put more time into the Dream Achieve workbook, but I wouldn't let myself because I was like, no, school needs to come first. But then when I put school first, that left like very little time for YouTube and podcasting. So although I still uploaded every week, I think I only posted one video a week to YouTube last year, but I was still posting a podcast, a YouTube video, and I was simultaneously working on this workbook undercover, I really felt like I wasn't putting my best effort forward in my career. So when I say career and work, I mean YouTube, podcasting, business. Okay, those three things. So I felt like I wasn't putting my best foot forward. I was definitely missing out on a lot of collaboration opportunities and therefore money opportunities just because I wasn't making the time to reach out for new sponsors or to collaborate with people, that kind of thing. And that was just kind of like a wheel I got stuck in for most of the year. I was just focusing, always doing homework before YouTube work. And when I did that, that left no time in my day for YouTube work. So when I say stop doing your homework, what I mean by that is don't just stop cold turkey, but stop doing your homework when you've hit your limit and do your best. But you also need to make sure that in college, you're making time for things in your life that bring you joy, that bring you happiness, and even some kind of work or activity or hobby that is not school. So yes, make time for friends, make time for family, make time for working out, but find something, whether it's a hobby, a side hustle, whatever it is, that you can do every day or at the minimum every other day that really like lights your fire, that makes you excited to get up in the morning, that gives you passion, whether that be doing charity work, volunteering for a local organization that you love, whether it's starting a side hustle by like just doing some graphic design for girls in your sorority, you know, doing the hair and nails and makeup of girls down your hall, like on Friday nights, whatever you love to do, just, you don't even have to make money from it, but just finding something that you can do, like I said, daily or every other day, that makes you feel fulfilled, that makes you feel like you are excited to get up in the morning and think about it and work on it. Because this is really the advice I gave to the girl over coffee this morning. I was like, you can get in such a rut by just going through the cycle of waking up and just doing school and just trying to find time to hang out with your friends. Like, obviously, both those things are big parts of college and they're really important. But this is the time in your life when you are only responsible for yourself, most likely. The majority of us are probably only responsible for ourselves. I know there may be exceptions if you have to take care of a sibling or a relative or a friend, you know, there are exceptions to that. But for the majority of us, I'm thankful to say for me, I am only responsible for myself right now. I'm not even in a relationship. Like, I don't even have to worry about having a boyfriend in the equation. I'm just responsible for myself. And of course, I love my family, but I don't live with them. I'm not a part of their everyday lives. They're not a part of mine, which is sad. Like, I miss home a lot, but it also gives me this time to work on whatever I want. I can choose to stay in on a Friday night and record this podcast. I can decide to stay in on a Friday night and watch Netflix. Like, I can make the decisions myself for what I need at that time. I can decide to wake up at 6 a.m. twice a week so that I can make time to edit extra videos, to work on my business more. Like, I can choose my time. I know it seems like we're always crunched for time in college, but really, if you really look into it and you look into the time that's wasted on, I'm going to say it, time wasted on boys, time wasted on friendships that aren't good for you, time wasted on just scrolling through social media, on wasted on just watching random TV, like just the time wasted that in our days of college, if you really look into those and instead of wasting that time, you try to reorganize that time, put it towards what you love, you will be surprised to find actually how much time you can spend on yourself. And I'm just trying to catch my thoughts. I don't go by a script, in case you can't tell. I'm sure you could tell I don't go by a script. I kind of just go what's off the top of my head, and some bullet points that I lay out before the episode. But yeah, that's basically what I was trying to tell this girl over coffee today, was like, if you want to start a YouTube channel, start it. Like, this is the time you should start it. You're focused on yourself. You have the time to make for yourself. You can do whatever the heck you want. Why not use this time to do something you're passionate about? So I know that kind of took a turn, but I wish that my freshman year self, I wish I told her, Hannah, it's okay. You don't need a 4.0 GPA when you major in entrepreneurship. Like, I was later told that a lot of employers, unless, again, you're going into a big, unless you're going into a career that's like super, I don't even know the word, maybe intense or just super, what's the word, competitive. I've heard many seniors saying that when they went to job openings, that like they're advised to not even put their GPA on their resume. People now are more interested in what you did, what you accomplished. Like, they don't want to see your GPA unless it's a 4.0, unless it's phenomenal. They don't really care. They just want to make sure like you got your degree, you graduated, you were a good student, you were a part of these clubs, you did this charitable thing, you started this whatever. So that really hit me, and I was like, oh, this isn't like high school where I'm trying to get great grades so that I get into a good college. I'm just trying to, you know, get my degree and learn as much as I can here, and obviously put my best foot forward, make good impressions, network a ton. Like, that is why I'm here in college. And so instead of focusing and being obsessed with getting an A, I'm focusing on meeting new people, like I said, networking, making connections with professors, and also equally working on my business. So far I've been at school. Like I said, I have been making A's so far. I've only had a few tests, so we'll see. I should be getting grades back this week for my recent tests I took last week. We'll see how I'm doing. If I don't get an A, I'm going to be sad because that's just what I'm used to, but I'm not going to beat myself up for it because Hannah, you are also, I have to tell myself, like, you are also running a business and a YouTube channel. And so now my weekends look completely different, I would say, from last year. I guess towards the end of last year, I had different groups of friends, and so, or just more friends than at the beginning of the year. But now every weekend, this since I've come back to school, so it's been 5 weekends now, I've had plans with multiple different groups of friends, going out to eat and going shopping, doing other fun things like bowling or going to concerts. And I've just been way happier because during the week I work super, super hard. I get everything done, especially like Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I am go, 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 exhausted, classes all day, doing homework, that kind of thing. But my weekends, since I don't have classes on Fridays and Mondays, I get to work on YouTube and business stuff. And then Saturdays and Sundays and Friday nights, I get to hang out with friends. And it has been the perfect schedule every week. I feel so fulfilled. And the amazing thing is because I've spent equal amounts of time on school and my work, I am making more money. So I am able to fund all the fun things I want to do every weekend. Like last year, I would have felt bad about buying a $30 concert ticket and going out to eat in one night. So maybe it's like a $50 night, but I would have felt bad about that. And I still am still trying to save, and like I budget every month, I still make sure I know where my money is going, but I don't feel as bad because now I can fund that, and I feel good about the money I make and the ways I want to spend it. And it feels so good to feel more financially stable. And I'm obviously nowhere near my goals, but I make enough money where I can purchase something nice for myself. I can order cookies for my friends on their birthday. I was able to do that and like didn't think twice about it. And especially being in college, I think with the mentality of, oh, college kids are super broke and stuff, it's easy to get in that cycle. And so it is important to save, like I said, but it's just an amazing feeling that now I am doing what I love. I love working, so it makes me feel super fulfilled, which wants me to put more time into it, which then leads to more money, which then leads to more amazing experiences and feeling happy with my weeks and feeling happy at the end of every day and feeling like I did something that I keep saying happy, but did something that made me feel good and happy, whether that was hanging out with friends or buying myself something nice or just having a night in and watching my favorite Netflix show, just making sure I prioritize the things that, like I said, make me happy. And everyone is in different seasons of life, so maybe you're really struggling in school right now, and in order to not fail your classes, you need to put in that extra time. Maybe you can't go out with your friends Friday, Saturday, and, you know, go to brunch on Sunday, whatever it may be. Maybe you need to put extra time into tutoring or into your job, whatever it is. So just know that, like, my routine and my weekly schedule may not be what brings you happiness. I just wanted to share with you guys how the switch in my mindset of, okay, it's okay to not be perfect in school. Instead, focus on your work as well. And obviously I'm still, like I said, trying to do my best in school, but it's not the end all be all. I'm not stressing myself out about it. And it has been really hard for me because I'm not a perfectionist in little things, but in the big schemes of life, I am. I want to be, when I played sports, I wanted to be the best. I wanted to be perfect. When I'm in school, I want to be perfect. Like I said, keeping a 4.0 GPA, I like the definition of perfection, like that's what I wanted and I got it. So it is hard for me on the bigger schemes of life to not always strive for perfection. Instead, I'm striving for my best. And if my best isn't perfection, that is okay. My best is my best. We're keeping it there. And by allowing myself to not spend all this time striving for perfection in school, I'm able to do the things that are really making me feel good and happy and joyful, which is doing fun things with my friends, having time to pour into my work, which then equals more money that I can pour back into my friends, and you get the cycle. So find out whatever that cycle is for you. Like I said, we're all in different seasons of life, so it may look differently, but it's just crazy how not spending all my weekends studying has changed my entire week and maybe that's like what other people do in college, because I know some people who like barely go to class and barely do homework, and I don't know what their weeks look like. And I know people who are like going to school after this, and they have to pour a ton of time into homework. So I see a lot of college students just do their own thing, find their own path. But for me, this is what I've seen work for me. And normally what I do, to give you more of like a direct idea of the schedule, is, like I said, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I'm really focused on school. I have classes those days, and I'm also just getting homework done, making sure I show up to class, all of that, and then also relax, because by the end of those days, I'm exhausted. So I try to eat really healthy, make sure to get my workout in, all of that. Mondays and Fridays, I prep homework. So if there's any homework I still need to do before my school week, I will do that. But then I also film, and like today, I'm recording a podcast. I have coffee dates with friends or meetings with people, and just take time to catch up on emails and all of that. And then Friday nights, I'm usually either like having a movie night with friends or going out to eat. Saturdays, I normally do a lot of YouTube work. And then Sundays is a mixture of church and homework or YouTube work. I try to have at least one day a week though where I'm not doing any form of homework. Usually that's on Fridays. Usually by Friday, I am so exhausted by school that I don't even want to think about it. So I normally don't do any type of homework on Fridays. I just do my YouTube work and stuff that I like with that, make deliveries, emails, edit, film, whatever I need to do, and just try to have like a day to wind down from my intense 3 days of school and then get ready for my weekend. And then usually Sundays or Mondays are my more chill days. It's nice. It's like I have a second Sunday. So Sunday I am like at church, I'll go grocery shopping, do homework. And then Mondays are kind of a good start to the week because they're relaxing for me since I don't have class. So I don't have to worry about getting up and like going straight into class. I can kind of wake up when I want and get started on whatever I want. So I still love the hustle and bustle of Mondays and how everyone's kind of in that productive mindset, but I get to do that at my leisure, if that makes any sense. So yeah, that was this episode. That was this little recap of just why you should stop doing your homework, or stop doing your homework to perfection. Stop doing your homework 24/7. That's really what I mean when I say stop doing your homework. I just feel bad about saying that still. Like the inner me is like, oh my gosh, someone's going to take this and be like, oh, Hannah said to stop doing all my homework, so I am not going to go to class. I'm just going to work on my YouTube channel. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying you need to do more than just your homework. All right, guys, that was it for this episode, but I do have a dreamer spotlight for you guys that I am really excited to share with you. She is not in college. She is younger. So if you are younger, then maybe you can relate to her. And I hope you guys enjoyed this sit down, super chill, off the top of my head episode. I was really just feeling inspired after that coffee date and just wanted to talk it through a little bit more and really figure out like, okay, I think the reason why I was in such a bad mood all the time last year, maybe not all the time, but the majority of the time I was in a bad mood. And I think it's because I was so stressed out about school and just always doing homework. And if you're in college, you know, there's always something due. There's always the next assignment you could be working on until that class is over, until that semester is over. There's always something you can be doing. So you kind of just, I had to figure out how to turn the off switch off, the off and on switch off, and go put it on pause, put my homework on pause, do other things, and not just prioritize school. I had to add in some other priorities as well. Okay, I hope this episode was helpful, and now let's get into the Dreamer Spotlight. Now it is time for the Dreamer Spotlight, where I interview you guys, listeners and viewers of my YouTube channel, to see what you've been up to, how you've been making moves, and also to see what you're dreaming up next. Okay, you are the absolute cutest, and I just want you to introduce yourself to all our listeners.
Okay, so I am Skylie Folkers. I have a little podcast that I started last year, and it is called My Teenage Life. And I just basically talk about all sorts of things from like struggles that as a young girl I go through, or just also has like a lighthearted side where I talk about like funny stories and like embarrassing stories that listeners send in, but also has like a serious side where I talk about like depression, anxiety, and how like God has like helped me through it and a lot of other people through.
That's amazing. Did you listen to podcasts before you decided to start this one? What are some of your favorite ones?
Okay, so I actually listened to your podcast. I don't know if you remember, but I listened to your podcast before you changed the name to the Dreamer Tea. So I listened to yours, and you were one of the first podcasts I've listened to. And then I also have listened to Unsolicited Advice. And then I don't know if you've heard Pretty Basic and then Gals on the Go. So
yes, I've listened to all three of those.
I love you and like all of those other ladies' podcasts so much. So those are like one of my biggest like inspirations.
Oh my gosh, that's so cool. How has the experience been for you? Has it been harder or easier than you were expecting?
So yeah, the experience has been so incredible, and it's honestly like so like therapeutic for me just to like talk, and I've just connected with so many people through it, and I just get like such sweet like DMs on like Instagram of people like telling me how much they love the podcast and how much it's like helps them and stuff. And it's just seriously has been such a blessing in my life. And I'm so glad like I started it, and it's changed my life, honestly.
What's been the hardest part about running a podcast while being your age?
The hardest part probably is school getting in the way, and like just also people at my school kind of like thinking it's a little odd for my age to start a podcast. So I will like mention it, you know, in class and stuff. And there will be people that will be like, wait, what? A podcast? Like, why would you, a 13-year-old girl, start a podcast? There's nothing that will like, it'll never get big or whatever, you know? So that's probably like the hardest part of just feeling kind of alone and young this age and starting a podcast. But I still would never stop because of how amazing and how fun it is for me to do.
I'm so glad that you're not stopping just because other people tell you to. That takes so much confidence at 13. I remember when I was 13, I was super nervous about YouTube and what people thought. And I think I was like makeup blogging, not even vlogging. Like I had a blog where I did reviews about makeup products. And I was always just so worried about what other people thought, which is typical. But I love that you are staying confident and strong and sticking with it because Yeah, because even if this isn't your end all be all, even if you don't become a huge podcaster as a career, it's going to open so many doors for you. And that's what I found with YouTube. Like my YouTube channel has grown, but it's definitely not like taken off to be a huge, huge, huge channel, but it's opened so many doors along the way. And I think just having any kind of online platform in this day and age is crucial in whatever career field you're going into. If it's somewhat related to media, business, anything, you know, in this realm. So I just love that you're doing that. What was the startup process? Because I know a lot of people ask like, oh, how do I even start a podcast? Okay. So what did you do?
So I was honestly so confused in the beginning. Like I wanted to start a podcast for like a month or so. And I just kept like looking up YouTube videos on like what to start. Like I tried on iTunes or whatever because I heard someone doing it there, but that didn't work. And like I just didn't know how to get it out there on like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, all of those type of things. But I came across a YouTube video where it talked about using this app called Anchor.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it's actually so amazing. It's free in the App Store, and it actually like puts out your podcast for you, like on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, all of that in just like a few days.
That's awesome. That's good to know because I actually told my mom to use that. That's what she's using because she's wanting to start a podcast.
Yes, it's amazing. I would recommend it to anyone who like doesn't know like what like you know what to install or app to use to actually get their podcasts out there. Anchor is the way to go.
Perfect. So glad we have that little tip from you there for anyone interested. But Skylee, what is the next dream you are working towards achieving? What are you wanting to do next, or do you have like a big goal for your podcast at all?
I guess the biggest goal for my podcast is to create a bigger like community of girls who just want to like really maybe like come in on the podcast and talk about their struggles more, people that I don't even know, so I can really just inspire more and more girls on top of it, even boys if they are going through a tough time or just needs a funny podcast just for them. And I'm also I did try to go off on YouTube or whatever, but that just I just felt like it wasn't my thing anymore. So I guess podcast is like my new route and something that I love so much.
That sounds great. I love how you mentioned guys too, because you never know what they need too. I'm not sure if there's like an inspirational preteen to teenage boy podcast out there, but you can just hit all the demographics.
Yeah.
So real quick, now that we're at the end here, if you just want to tell the listeners the name of your podcast again, the where they can listen, and your social media.
Okay, so yeah, my podcast is My Teenage Life, and you can listen on Spotify, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you guys listen to your podcast. I think it will probably be on there, thanks to Anchor. And then my Instagram is also my name, Skyly Folkers.
Perfect. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me. This is a dream come true.
That is it for this episode. If you stuck with me all the way to the end, make sure to let me know by leaving a review and telling us how you like this show on iTunes, or by sending me a DM and sharing a screenshot of you listening and where you listen on Instagram. Okay, guys, I will talk to you next Friday. Have a great week.